From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The use of tools by humans dates back millions of years. Over time, humans would liberate the burden of tool usage to that of music making, with former tools like Peru's cajon, a wooden box first used by those enslaved, to carry their meager belongings from one plantation to the next, has, with modernity, become a favored percussion instrument by bands around the globe. However, it was a tool made of clay that became a windblown instrument destined to anchor bands in more recent music-making traditions. The instrument is a jug. Even the jawbone of a mule, a favorite beast of burden, contributed to the evolution of Peruvian tools that evolved into music instruments. And there is Cuba's botuela, a jug-like container made of clay, first used to transport oil from Spain, then to carry milk by Afro-Cubans, would with modernity navigate its way into Cuban music with a sound heard on plantations throughout both the Caribbean and in North America. As early as the 1870s, the jug found a home in areas that include the foothills and mountains of North and South Carolina, as well as in African-American dance houses of Cincinnati alongside the harmonica, violin, and banjo. Early in the 1900s, clay jugs, as well as other homemade instruments, would appear in music among African-American vaudeville and so-called medicine show performers. And in time, jug bands would form and pioneer the development of the blues. The informal and energetic music of jug bands also contributed to the development of modern country music, jazz, bluegrass, and even rock and roll. The acoustic sound of the jug, the bass underpinning, and jug bands flourished alongside other ordinary objects adopted for music that include spoons, washboards, bones, a stovepipe, and hair combs covered with tissue paper that became a buzz-sounding instrument known as the kazoo. History states that bands in Louisville, Kentucky were first to record jug bands that showcased jug blowers, vaudeville blues singers, and blues yodelers. In these sessions, the jug was more likely liberated from whiskey jugs, notably present in country blues and hokum music fashioned earlier by African-American traditions. Sadly, the 1930s depression and the devastating effect on radio and on record sales had an adverse effect on the output of recorded jug band music. Today, jug bands are as popular as ever, having come full circle with jug-playing workshops, festivals, and legendary performers and groups with plenty of recordings to choose from. Advanced by African-American street performers, jug band music gradually made its way from the streets of Louisville, Memphis, and New Orleans to entertain crowds at Churchill Downs, on river traveling steamboats, and music halls and theaters as far away as Chicago, New York, and even Europe. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series, exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.